Now, friends, we come to the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And many of you will recognize this as the trip that Jeremiah made down to the potter's house. Jeremiah began a method that Ezekiel developed and perfected, and that was to act out the parables that he told. And he did it, in fact, both men did it, to get the attention of the people. It was difficult to get these people hardened in sin, sophisticated, who have now rejected God. It was difficult to get them to listen. And it's difficult today to get many people to listen. I heard the story about the fellow down in my state of Texas, and he had one of these little burros, little donkey, and a friend wanted to ride with him one day, and so the friend got in the wagon and sat down, and this fellow, after he hitched the little donkey up, he went back to the wagon, took out a 2x4, and he went around and hit the donkey on the head and came back, put the 2x4 in the wagon, and this friend sitting in the wagon was absolutely, he was surprised and shocked that this man would just deliberately and for no reason he'd hit this donkey on the head with a 2x4. And he said to him, he said, "That donkey didn't do anything." Says, "Why did you hit him like that?" And he says, "Well, I did that to get his attention." May I say to you, the Lord sometimes has to use extreme methods to get our attention. Now, the Lord Jesus resorted to parables, you will recall. And he used that method that it might reach the heart of folk. And so here is a parable that is acted out. And this man went down to the potter's house. And I preached on this. In fact, I have preached on this chapter quite a few times. I love it. It has a great message, I think. And I thought the first time that I would preach on it that it would be nice to get a potter. And I mentioned it on radio. And a man who's a potter here in Southern California, he volunteered to come in. And he set up his wheel on the lower platform. And while he made a vase there, why, I preached. And you know, that is one of the biggest mistakes I ever made. Nobody listened to me. They watched the potter make that vase. Because it's very impressive to watch a thing like that. So I'm glad I'm not on TV today having somebody make a vase, because I don't think you'd listen at all. So I think radio will maybe be better to tell about the potter.